Look what happened over the weekend. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I guess that's why they hold the election.
We showed that we weren't going to let the establishment dictate which way we were going
to
vote.
Newt Gingrich beat Mitt Romney 40% to 28% in South Carolina. And so the debate will continue.
Governor Romney may be running for CEO. I'm running for president.
But what's the real difference between what each man would do as president? They both say the key to unleashing the job creators is getting government out of the way. But the job creators themselves seem to think that might not be enough. Sunday, the New York Times ran the story of the Apple iPhone and why it's assembled in China instead of here. One day, Steve Jobs famously decided that the iPhone would have a scratch-proof glass screen instead of a plastic screen. It was a major change. And the only way Apple could make the change and meet its deadline was to go to China, where China's Foxconn technology was able to hire 8,700 engineers to oversee 200,000 workers and do it in 15 days. Workers, by the way, who live in company dormitories, are on call 24/7, and work 12-hour shifts, 6 days a week, in factories subsidized by a very hands-on Chinese government at a salary of $17 a day. So, once we're past the debate on open marriages and tax returns and media bashing, we need to hear the candidates tell us how merely getting the U.S. government out of the way is going to help us compete with that. I'm not sure American workers would embrace a return to dorm life, although the food fights were fun. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.